children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul the key. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul the key.
Okay, we're back. It's been one of those weeks, hasn't it? Which is why I decided to do the particular meditation that we're going to do today. And as I was saying, I hope you're enjoying the 10-minute meditations that I'm doing at the beginning of each month. They're all aimed at giving you something you can do quick, down and dirty. You know, sit down, play the thing, get yourself some help very quickly in 10 minutes. And this one will be like that too. But today it's going to be on positive vibes, like, you know, bringing more positive energy into your life. Because, you know, a lot of people, I mean, there's lots of ways to do this. But if you're not skilled in doing it, it can just seem like an insurmountable task. So I was thinking about this the other day, and I was thinking people are getting crazier and crazier. The world is getting so weird. People are so stressed out. And I thought, okay, there's got to be some way to help people at least get a little bit of peace in their lives and to start bringing some positive things in, because I'm hearing a lot of disaster stories. Now, having been through a lot of crap myself in my life and being on the seemingly never-ending roller coaster of said crap, I can tell you that, you know, you get tired of it after a while. You need a break. So I have been working on stuff my entire life, working on improving myself, on having better days and nights where I could sleep and having fun, you know, just working on getting fun into life without hurting anybody, without inconveniencing anybody, just being happy within myself. Because the big secret to happiness in life is not that you go out and you find it someplace else. You have to find happiness within yourself. If you don't have it there, you're not going to find it outside of you. You might think you will. You might find it for a few minutes. But that's about it. So to have true happiness, you have to get at it within yourself. And the way that you get at it is to establish a habit of working with certain things like meditation. Finding certain things to do every day that's going to give you that little flip of joy in your heart, whatever that might be. I don't know what that's going to be. You know, maybe you live in New York and you pass a homeless person that gives you a toothless grin every time you go past because you always stop and say hello. Or you smile at them or you flip them a quarter or a dollar or $5 or whatever. Just take an extra second and really look into that person's eyes and smile. I mean, really smile from the heart. And you'll get such a gift back that it'll set your whole day right. So that's something simple. It doesn't take a lot of your time. The other thing that you can do is if you're one of those people who's tired when you go to sleep and tired when you get up, which is getting to be more and more people in our modern world, thanks to all the pollution and such, then you might find yourself, you know, cussing the day as you get up. And groaning and moaning and, you know, trying to wake yourself up. Try something different. This is going to sound crazy, but this is actually a Hawaiian technique. You jump out of bed, wrap your arms around yourself, and say, good morning, and then say your name. Or in Hawaii, they say, aloha, and you shout your name, and you give yourself a big old bear hug. It might sound a little crazy, but you know, you got to grin when you do something like that. And that can help you to get through the rest of the day. So find something simple that's going to work for you. You know, maybe it's taking a bubble bath, or maybe it's going out and having a cup of coffee or tea and sitting there in the garden and smelling the roses for half an hour before you have to go do something. I got to tell you, though, it's not getting up and turning on the TV and watching the news. If you're one of those people that does that, unless it's your job, I would say, don't do that. Okay, stay away from the news. First of all, it's mostly untrue. It's a bunch of propaganda. And if you doubt that, if you do a little bit of digging, you'll find out that what I'm saying is true. It's all propaganda. So what you want to do instead is start your day with something that is going to help you to be happy, even if just for that moment, because then you can tap into that moment a little bit later. It's all about bringing more positive energy into your life so you can have more positive things happening in your life. Because, you know, if you go around like the character with the black cloud over the head, which, by the way, I did for a number of years, way too many years. But if you go around like that, you're going to attract a lot of negative stuff to you. And, you know, maybe you didn't put the cloud there. Maybe you inherited the cloud. I don't know. You know, there's lots of ways that you can get that black cloud over you and around you. But there's also lots of ways you can clear it. Now, if you're in a bad neighborhood, you're in a bad situation, something like that, you might need a little bit more help. We've talked about cleansing the aura, cleansing the body in previous shows. The quickest way is get yourself a bottle of a mixture of oils. And I like to do a few drops of sage, a few drops of peppermint, probably about three times that amount of eucalyptus, and a couple drops of pine and a couple drops of cedar. And you put that in a spray bottle, shake it up really good, and then spritz yourself with that from your head down to your toes. Spritz it all over the place. Spritz it in the air, make a cloud of mist, and walk through it. That'll knock off any hangers-on, and that will usually help you to feel lighter right away. Now, the reason I don't lead off with saying that you should sage yourself is because sometimes you can't use sage because it's smoky. You know, it's a burning thing. It's not always the best idea to use that. So you can use the essential oils instead. And then if you really want to be happy, you can go to one of the New Age stores and you can get one of the essential oil blends that somebody makes. Like I have a friend that makes Merlin's Mist. And it is delightful. It really smells nice. And it's got all kinds of like heavenly blended flowers in it. And it's really neat. You know, find something that you really like and spritz that around, you know. Give yourself a couple seconds to kind of knock off the layers of muck that we gather from being out in public and around people that are negative. You know, the thing is, you can't really avoid negative people. And most of the time, people are negative because they're afraid. And the ones who would attack you are the most afraid of all. And so if you can have a little bit of compassion for them, and I realize that sounds ridiculous if they're beating you up on your way to school and stealing your lunch money, but, you know, there's other ways to deal with that. It doesn't involve positive vibes. It involves, you know, martial arts classes. But, you know, basically, do something that's going to help you feel a little bit better. And I don't know what that's going to be. For me, it's pretty easy. You know, I get up in the morning and I think, okay, I got to haul myself out of bed. I sit on the edge of the bed for a minute and think about it, blink my eyes open. I have never been a graceful riser. It's kind of a typo trait, you know. It's like, yeah, and I'm a night person too. So, you know, I'm not really enthused about when I first wake up in the morning. But, you know, I get up and go do the morning ritual and get my cup of coffee. And then I sit down and I look out the window. And I focus on something. Now, in the Southwest, it's freaking hot in the summertime. So from about now till about October, it's going to be pretty much unbearable. Until about October. But it's still nice in the morning. It's beautiful in the morning. Until about 9 o'clock, and then the sun starts coming on. And by 2 o'clock, you're wishing that you were visiting somebody in Canada. And by between 4 and 6 o'clock, you're really wishing that you had a job inside a freezer somewhere. So, you know, it's a little bit rough to be here during that time. But the mornings are glorious. And even down in Phoenix, you can sit there and sometimes you'll have like a bevy of quail will come along doing their little and they're just so cute. You know, this is the time when they've got lots of little babies running around, and we have roadrunners out here, and we've got, you know, the occasional coyote and all kinds of stuff. You know, you just kind of sit out there and just look and see. There's lots of hummingbirds around now. Get a little hummingbird feeder, you know, and just give yourself those few minutes where you can just kind of sit and be with nature. Because the way that you de-stress, the way that you heal, is to connect with nature. And, you know, if you're always in the electronic smog, you're not going to be able to do that. So you got to find out what's going to work for you. For me, I like to kind of sit and listen to the birds, and, you know, it's quiet. I like to listen to the rustling of the leaves when the breeze comes along and the wind chimes and things like that. If you're someplace where you don't have the ability to do any of that, you know what? You can get some free auditory MP3s that you can make yourself. So, you know, there's all kinds of engines that are available on the internet. You just go into one of those sites where you can do sound effects, and you can put in whatever you want. Like, I have a couple that I did that have a gentle wind chime and a gentle breeze and a little babbling brook and a cat purr. Now, the reason I put a cat purr in there is not just because I love cats. I've always been a cat person. But because cat purrs are healing. And so they found that the three major cat purr frequencies are 25 and 50 hertz and 39 hertz. 39 heals the lungs, 25 and 50 heal the bones and the muscles. And they found that all breeds of cats do this, small, large, whatever. So if they're really hurt, they will purr themselves well. So I thought, well, that's a pretty good thing to put in your own little MP3 if you want to do some healing and you want to be comforted. So, you know, find that kind of stuff that comforts you. And doesn't have to cost a lot of money. But, you know, you could spritz a little, you know, air freshener or something and, you know, have a little fountain next to you or, you know, whatever it is that's going to work for you. But find something to start your day in a positive way. Now, here's another little secret. One of the things I found is some days you get up and nothing goes right. And no matter what you do, you keep screwing up the day. And, you know, you drop things, you break things, you slip and fall, you know, you spill things. It's like, oh, man. And it just seems like nothing that you do is going to go right. Folks, when that happens, the easiest way to get out of it is go to sleep. Really, go take a nap. And, I mean, I've had days where I've gone, okay, this day is not going anywhere good. I think I'm just going to go lay down for a while. Now, if you can't do that, you can at least take 5 minutes to go to the bathroom, sit on the toilet like you're busy doing something, and just close your eyes and just do some deep breathing. You have to reset the energy. And then when you go back out, do things deliberately slowly. You have to reset whatever it was that upset you at the beginning of the day. So try this. It does work. And I can tell you that I've had some very strange experiences around sleep. And I don't know what's really happening there. My intuition is that sometimes you kind of flipped into the wrong dimension and didn't notice it. And so if you can flip out of it, then it'll be much better. I got to tell you one thing. I don't remember if I've ever said this on the air before, but I had something that happened years ago that freaked me out totally. And I wasn't quite sure what to do, but sleep got me out of it. And what it was I was in my house alone. It was a 3-bedroom, you know, single family house. And it's pretty quiet there. Nobody had a key to the place. It was just me. And I'm sleeping. And I wake up and I hear voices in my living room. And it's broad daylight. And so I thought, oh my gosh, somebody's in my living room. So I grabbed the trusty 45 and snuck down the hallway, and I looked in the living room, and there's a guy sitting there with two kids on his lap and a grandmotherly type person. I didn't recognize any of these people. And the kids were saying, Daddy, when is Mommy going to get up? And he said, oh, she's taking a nap. You know, she'll get up soon. And I thought, oh, my God, I'm Mommy. I was like, oh, crap, what do I do now? And so I snuck back into the bedroom. I put the gun back in the bedside table. And I sat there panting on the edge of the bed going, oh my God, what do I do? And I looked around and I'm thinking, okay, the bedroom looks like me, but the hallway was wallpapered. Well, I hate wallpaper. And when I had looked around, the kitchen looked different, you know. But I mean, it was my house. And I thought, wow, how bizarre is this? And I pinched myself to make sure I was awake. And yes, I was wide awake. And I thought, oh man, I don't remember ever having something like this happen before. What the heck am I going to do? So I thought, well, I got into this while I was sleeping. So perhaps I need to go to sleep again and I'll get out of it. And do you know how hard it is to make yourself go to sleep on purpose? I mean, when you're not tired and you're scared. But I thought, I have to do this. So I did some deep breathing and I went into a meditative state and I went to sleep. And I don't think I was asleep more than 5 minutes. But I woke up and I jumped out of the bed and I carefully crept down the hall again, no wallpaper. Looked in the living room, family room area, no people. And then I let out a huge sigh of relief. And I sat down and went, oh man, what the heck was that? So I called up a couple friends and told them what happened, and they laughed themselves silly. They said, oh yeah, I've had that happen once or twice. And I was like, wow, that was the weirdest thing. And I said, I truly didn't know what to do, so all I could do was just go to sleep. So when you realize how strange this world really is, and how strange our reality really is, then, you know, hopefully you can open your mind a little bit and go, okay, that sounds really wacky, but what if? And basically that's what the physicists do, you know. They go, what if? You know, I heard about this. Well, what if? Could that happen? And from what I know, from what I've learned from my physicist friends, all of the other dimensions and planes and levels of existence are just a short distance away from us. Some of them are like a quarter of a hertz away. And some are turned, you know, like 45 degrees, and some are 90 degrees. And, you know, it's just a slight difference from one to the next. So who's to say that we can't indeed flip through these other dimensions? And in fact, Burt Goldman's quantum jumping is all about that. So just think about this. If you can reset and get yourself back into your home dimension by going to sleep, don't you think that might make your day a little bit better, even if it's only a 5-minute cat nap? It's something to reset. So you might try that. Oh, and for anybody who's using the fast chat, it's not working for me, and I'm not seeing anything on the fast chat either. So if you're fast chatting, I'm sorry, I guess we don't have fast chat tonight. But you can drop me an email anytime. And of course, I will answer you. And if you have any questions or concerns, you're welcome to call in as well, because it's just me tonight babbling on about positive vibes. And I can tell you, as a person who has been through a lot in my life, but has been blessed with being positive most of the time, even when I went through my negative phase, I always have felt within myself that life is good. Now, you can convince yourself that life is not good by watching the news and by buying into all the doomsday prophecies and stuff. Now, I'm not saying this stuff won't happen. Who knows? It might. But if truly we are going to experience what we believe, what would you rather believe? Would you rather believe doom and gloom and you're going to die horribly? Or worse yet, you're going to survive it and it's going to be even more horrible than you ever imagined? Or would you rather believe that humanity is getting ready to make a leap in consciousness that will take us out of physical body? I vote for that one, by the way. And I've had enough weird experiences to tell you that, yeah, this stuff is real. So the way that you're going to have to get there, though, is you got to have positive vibes within yourself. You know, you have to have a happy heart. And I was reading some stuff about the ancient Egyptians, you know, and they had this thing where they would, when you died, they said that you would get your heart weighed. And if your heart was heavy, you would go to the lower realms of existence. And if it was light, lighter than a feather, then you would go up into the heavenly realms. Well, we know it's not really our heart, it's the soul that gets weighed. But you're responsible for your portion of that soul. And so, if you choose to do nothing but look at the negative of life, then it's going to be very heavy. And then you're going to end up back here, going through the same old crap over and over again for another 3,600 years or 6,500 years or whatever it is, before you have a chance to leap. So I think it behooves all of us to have more positive attitude and don't be so quick to anger. And that's a little bit hard, you know, but if you diffuse your hot buttons, then it won't be so easy for people to get you angry. And by the way, you'll live longer and happier that way too. You'll have less stress, less physical illness, definitely less mental illness. So if you could just take a few seconds, you know, before you respond to someone in anger, just stop yourself and just kind of think, wait a minute, what does this really mean? And then you can get like I do, and I ask people, what do you mean by that? Like, are you meaning to be rude and nasty to me? And if they say yes, then I say, oh, okay, that's good to know. I just turn around and walk off. Because I don't have to choose to engage in that. My choice is the choice of peace wherever possible. Not that I can't reach out and touch somebody and really impress them very quickly if I need to, but I would rather not. I'd rather not have to do that. I would rather be in a state of happiness. So, and yes, I hear some of you out there thinking, well, it would make me very happy to reach out and touch somebody significantly sometime. Yeah, light little tap across the head, you know? Like, okay, I hear you. And yes, that's funny. We all have those moments. But if you choose to have more moments where you're at peace within yourself, then you'll have a happier life automatically. And you'll have more interesting, happy things come to you. Like, I am constantly amazed at the interesting stuff that comes my way. And I just have more fun with it. And what I discovered is if you ask the universe for something and then you're open to it, the universe will often surprise you and will bring you what you need in new and interesting ways that you wouldn't have thought of. And so I just laugh when that happens. I just start cracking up because it's so joyous to see that manifest in your life. And it's just little stuff, you know, it's nothing really big and huge. Not like the 84-year-old that just won, what, $500 million in the lottery. Boy, that's got to be something. But that would only last for a little while. That kind of stuff, you think, oh yeah, that'd solve all my problems. No, it wouldn't, because you'd still be you. And you know, everywhere you go, there you are. Which, by the way, is one of my favorite sayings. So when you work on you and bring happiness to the forefront, and work on being positive all the time. Now you just see life gets a little bit different. I've had so many things happen in my life that are just a hoot. I mean, I laugh when I think back about some of these things and the different people that I've met and the gentleness of the people that are coming into my life now. And they're more gentle because I'm more gentle. And I am choosing to be happy every day. And even if something weird happens, I just kind of back up and go, whoa, that's interesting. I would rather not have to partake of that, but you know, if you have to go through some things, then, you know, I'd rather go through the things that aren't that terrible. And if there has to be, 10 things that aren't so terrible to make up for one thing that's really awful, all right, give me the 10 things. That's my choice too, So if you start realizing that you do have control, and if you've been listening lately and listening to when I've been talking with Laura Langstrand about Psych K, then this is making sense to you. If not, please go back and listen to the archives on those programs, because it's all about changing your belief system. And if you believe that life can be fun and happy, and if you believe that you deserve to have a fun and happy life, then yes, that's what you'll have. And if you believe the opposite, then yeah, that's what you'll have. So it's up to you. Make your choice. And yeah, of course, there's things that you can't change right away, but you can eventually change them. It's kind of like I had a discussion with a friend of mine about how I choose to live my life. And I choose to do an outside-of-the-box type of life where I don't do anything normally. And it took me a couple years to work into that. But I'm a lot happier because I don't sit around and worry what everybody else worries about. I don't do that. I don't even go there because it has no bearing on my life. My life is completely different. And it would create a lot of stress for a lot of other people to live the way that I live, because there's no absolutes, There's no routine, there's no guarantees. But what I do is I trust in the universe. And I trust that the universe is conspiring to help me all the time. And so I have some wild and wacky and wonderful things that happen in my life. And since I decided to make that choice to do things differently, things have been really fun, and they're getting more fun all the time. Again, that's my choice. So my question to you is, what's your choice? And yeah, it's going to take a little work, We don't get these things on a silver platter, usually. Sometimes it happens, but most of the time, when you're asking the universe for help, or if you're asking the universe to answer a question for you, you're not going to get it served to you on the silver platter. You have to work for it. Because the universal consciousness wants you to own your experiences. It wants you to understand, to get the wisdom from it, and to really have that. That's not going to happen if the universe gives you all the answers. So instead, what happens is you get a little step at a time. And my favorite thing to ask the universe is to show me the next step in whatever direction it is I'm asking about. Like my favorite question for finances is, show me the next step to my financial abundance. And then I sit there with my eyes and ears open and I wait. I go through my day, do my errands or whatever, and I just keep the eyes and ears open, and all of a sudden something will pop up and I'll go, oh, now that's interesting. I might like to do that. And then I double check, with myself, okay, is this a good thing for me to do? And then I'll go forth and I'll do it. And I don't look back. I don't second guess myself. And if it doesn't work out right, it's okay, because as you get further along, you're going to realize that that was a step to get you to where you needed to get to experience this other step, or maybe to appreciate it. Depends on how you're looking at it. So start bringing some positive vibes into your life. Write them down if you have to. Now, one of the things that can help is we're going to have Noah St. John on, and he is going to be on the 13th. So that's next week's program. Now, Noah St. John, I've had him on the program before, and he has a thing called affirmations, which is different than affirmations. The difference is that with the affirmation, you're asking a question. And you're asking your subconscious. So you immediately engage the help of the subconscious. It's quite powerful. And so he'll be talking about how he came to discover this and why affirmations work better than affirmations. But it'd be a thing like if you're looking to get accepted into a college, say, and it's really tough to get in, what you would say to your subconscious is, I wonder how soon I will be accepted into my favorite college choice. And you would say that every night before you go to sleep. And the subconscious would be going, well, I don't know. Let's see. And it would make it happen. So it's kind of like a question and manifestation pattern. Very, very interesting stuff. Well, you can do that in your life. You can ask, I wonder how soon I will be happy every day. Or, I wonder what it's going to take for me to greet each day with love and laughter. And then the subconscious will run around and it'll find it for you. It'll put the call out to the universe. So do a little experimentation. You know, start the day with some really nice music, something soft and gentle. Unfortunately, I have a cat that acts like a snooze alarm and goes off about every few seconds and is an assault to the senses. She never used to be that way till the other guy died. And so I am hopeful that soon she will decide that it's time to move on to the higher planes. But, it's tough taking care of elderly people and elderly pets, because when they lose their sight and their hearing and everything else, they get just like little old people. They get very demanding and they're scared. So I try to start my day with compassion. I sit there and grit my teeth for a while as I hear all these howls. And then I go, okay, she's old, she's scared, and I love her. So I just take a deep breath and, eventually she shuts up and, then I go ahead with my day. But it's my choice to greet the day with compassion for my little cat companion. Just think about it yourself. What if you're old and you can't hear and you can't see and you've lost your sense of smell? You have no idea what time it is or if you're going to get fed or if anybody's going to empty your kitty box or clean the toilet for you. And, how would you feel? We got to think about that. Instead of getting up and screaming at our family members, human or animal, or the neighbors, let's try to have a little compassion. It won't hurt you. Actually, it'll do you a lot of good. Because the angrier you get, the worse it's going to affect you. It'll affect your heart, at the very least. So your assignment is to figure out what you need to start your day with. And go from there. And make sure that you're gentle with yourself. Figure out what it's going to take. I know what I like to do. I basically don't want to be disturbed when I wake up. Because, waking me up at the wrong time is like disturbing the hibernating bear. It's not a good idea. And many of us are like that. Reminds me of this roommate I had when I was in my 20s, and she was a day person. And she would leap out of bed in the morning, and at the top of her lungs, as soon as she saw me, she'd say, "Good morning!" And it was like piercing through my ears. And I said, if you keep that up, you're going to wake up dead. I was like, oh, some of us just don't wake up that cheerful. I'd like to. I would love to wake up that cheerful. But right now I'm just happy when I can get out of bed and have a smile on my face and compassion in my heart. But I'll tell you what, it's way better doing that than getting upset and then going through my day being upset. So that's my hint for this week, okay? Now we're going to do a 10-minute meditation, and I'm going to be playing music from Awakened Heart by Saggio. That's Saggio. It's native flute and harp and other things, bowls. And I just love this music. This is what I used to sit and listen to every morning while I had my cup of coffee and watch the quail and let the cats run around and come back and give me a report on what was happening around the house. And I'd just sit and look at the red rocks and feel the breeze and just listen to this stuff for maybe 20 minutes while I sipped my coffee. And then I was ready for the whole day. You know, I started the day with peace. And this music helps a lot. And I do have permission from Saggio to play this music. And if you haven't gotten any of his music before, do yourself a treat. My favorite one is Awakened Heart. He has several others too. Okay, so if you are listening to this live, get yourself prepared for meditation. Take a drink of water, because we are mostly water and we connect with the universe through water. If you're listening to this on a recording and you're driving, turn it off, okay? Do not drive while meditative stuff is going on, because your brain waves will be altered. Not the best way to drive. Make sure that if you have candles lit, that you put them in the sink or something, away from curtains or anything that could catch fire. Turn your cell phones off and your house phones so that you don't get disturbed, because anything like that can jolt you and that can cause other problems. It can cause little rips and tears in your aura. So you want to make sure it's quiet and you're not going to be disturbed for the next 10 minutes while we're doing this. Okay. All right. So get yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Take a nice deep breath. And then exhale slowly. Let the breath just kind of fall gently out of your body. Take another nice deep breath all the way down to the pit of your stomach. Let the breath fall gently out of your body. Another nice deep breath all the way down to your toes. And again, let the breath fall gently out of your body. And continue to breathe slow and deep. And just feel yourself relaxing. And just imagine from the top of your head, there's a beautiful golden ball of light that's moving gently down through your head, down into your neck, down into your shoulders, your chest, your upper arms, down into the stomach, all the way down your arms, down into the pelvis, down into the legs, all the way down the legs, all the way down, out your feet. And you see that as the golden ball of light moves away, it takes with it any darkness, any tension. And another golden ball appears at the top of your head and moves down slowly, oh so slowly, taking any tension, any negative energies, anything that causes tension, and it flows out your feet. And then there's another big beautiful golden ball, and they just keep coming through the top of your head all the way through your body, gently flowing through your body, Breathing deep, easy. And now see in front of you a ball of white light that's shiny and beautiful. And you reach your hands out and you hold this beautiful white ball of light in your hands. And you're going to gaze into it. And there will appear a word that is positive and helpful to you. A word that when you focus on it will be the exact energy that you need to attract positive things into your life. Take a deep breath now and blow on this ball of white light. And as you do, you see the white mist clearing and a beautifully written word now appears. And you smile as you see this word that is for you. And you take this ball of light with this beautiful word and you bring it into your heart now. And as your hands fold over your chest, you feel the warmth and the certainty of this positive vibration. And you take a deep breath and you feel this word expand in your heart. Take another deep breath and feel the frequency of this vibration of this word flowing through your body into every cell, every space, every density throughout your body. Feel your heart open with the gentleness of this word. Take a deep breath and feel the essence of this word rise up into your head, in the center of your head. And feel it expand inside your head. And look at this word from every angle. What does it mean? How does it affect you now and in the future? See this word come alive and move towards the center of your forehead. And now it goes out that area that we call the third eye, with a little poof, out into the universe. And you see this word spread throughout universal consciousness, attracting experiences pertaining to that word. Experiences that will bring you greater joy, deeper happiness. Complete understanding. Take a deep breath now with a big smile on your face. Say thank you. Great universal consciousness. Thank you. Thank you. Now bring your attention back to your body, to the here and now. Be here now. Open your eyes, look around. Welcome back. Stretch. Stand up if you can. Move around. Look around you. How do you feel now? Now make sure that you ground yourself after these experiences. So let's do that right now. Stand if you can. Take a deep breath and see coming from the center of the earth a brilliant emerald green light streaking up through your feet, up through your body, out the top of your head, into the cosmos, through the base of God itself, back through the back of Mother Earth, so that you are connected with a ring of brilliant emerald green light. Now see a brilliant golden white light coming from the mind of God itself, through the cosmos, down through the top of your head, all the way down through your feet, through the core of Mother Earth, out the back, through the back of the cosmos, back into the mind of God itself, so that you are now connected with the golden ring of light to the mind of God and through all creation. Now see coming from the center of your heart a brilliant hot pink light streaking out in front of you into the heart of God itself, out the back, splitting into two, going through the hearts of everything in creation, back through the heart of Mother Earth and in through the back of your heart, so that now you stand connected through love with the rest of creation. And now you stand grounded and connected, the bridge between heaven and earth. There you go. Good job, guys. Hope you enjoyed that. It's a lot of fun for me to do this stuff too. So now you can go in the archives and you can download this 10-minute meditation to help you to have more positive vibrations in your day. And if you have questions, you know, drop me a line. I'll be happy to help coach you as to, you know, what can you start your day with? Some people are just so overwhelmed that it's difficult. But if you tell me a little bit about your situation, I'd be happy to help you to find something to start the day with. Okay? All right. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as usual, our show has been brought to you by two wonderful sponsors, starlights.com. That's S-T-A-R-R. LIGHTS.com and alternativecancer.us. And they are both wonderful businesses with people who really care. And if you have questions, you know, you can drop them a line too. They'd be happy to help you with whatever your needs are, point you in the right direction, and help you to have more successful journeys through life. Okay, so we're done for this week. Until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.